Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel observed all over the country today as National Unity Day. Leading the celebrations, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Unity oath taken by crores of people reaffirms their collective resolve to strengthen national unity." Prime Minister calls Arya Samaj as an organization of staunch nationalists that inspired many revolutionaries. In poll-bound Bihar, several leaders of different political parties hold roadshows and public meetings despite bad weather. IMD issues red alert for very heavy snowfall over parts of Sikkim and heavy rainfall over northeast region till tomorrow. FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 begins in Taligaon, Goa, marking tournament's return to India after 23 years. And in cricket, Australia beat India by 4 wickets in the second T20 International at Melbourne, take 1-0 lead in the 5-match series. The 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel was observed all over the country today as National Unity Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi appealed to the citizens to unite and dedicate themselves to the nation's progress to achieve the dream of Viksit Bharat. Addressing the huge gathering at the National Unity Day celebrations in Ekta Nagar, marking the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the Prime Minister highlighted the nationwide participation in the unity oath taken by crores of people, reaffirming the collective resolve to strengthen national unity. He emphasized that every citizen must reject any thought or action that weakens the fabric of the nation, calling it the need of the hour.
Azadi ke baad 550 se zyada riyasaton ko ek saath jodne ka asambhav karya ko unhone sambhav karke dikha diya. Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat ka vichar unke liye sarvopari tha. Isliye aaj Sardar Patel ki jayanti ka din swabhavik roop se rashtriya ekta ka mahaparv ban gaya hai. Aaj karodon logon ne ekta ki shapath li hai. Humne sankalp liya hai ki hum aise karyon ko badhava denge jo desh ki ekta ko majbooti dein.
The Prime Minister said that since 2014, the government has delivered a decisive and powerful blow to Naxalism and Maoist terrorism.
Aaj main Sardar Patel ke sanidhya mein Ekta Nagar ki is dharti se pure desh ko bharosa dilata hoon. Jab tak desh Naxalwad, Maoist, Atang se puri tarah mukt nahi ho jata, hum rukne wale nahi hai.
President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his 150th birth anniversary at his statue in Patel Chowk, New Delhi this morning. She also extended a heartfelt greetings to the citizens of the country on the occasion of National Unity Day. On the occasion of Rashtriya Ekta Divas, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today interacted with over 600 students from across the country who participated in the program Know Your Leader in New Delhi. Addressing the students, Mr. Birla said that India's youth, guided by Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel's vision and values, are driving the nation towards Viksit Bharat through innovation, science, technology and leadership. He also noted that the world today looks up to India as a beacon of hope, progress and stability, which is powered by the energy, talent and determination of its young citizens. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval today stated that technology is going to play a very important role in governance and in eroding the power of the state. Addressing the gathering at a lecture on the Rashtriya Ekta Divas in Delhi, Mr. Doval stressed that technology must be used to ensure greater transparency, accountability, delivery of service to the common man and grievance redressal. He said civil society must be protected from cyber and other threats that technology poses.
Technology is going to play a very, very important role, both in governance and in eroding the power of the state. We have got to exploit the technology that can ensure greater transparency, accountability, deliverance of service to the common man, grievance redressals, also creating awareness in the society. We have got to protect the civil society from threats like the cyber threats or many other threats that the technology poses.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Arya Samaj has been an organization that fearlessly talks about Indianness, and it is an organization of staunch nationalists. He said revolutionaries like Lala Lajpat Rai and Ram Prasad Bismil drew inspiration from the Arya Samaj. Addressing the International Arya Mahasammelan in Delhi, Mr. Modi said, unfortunately, due to political reasons, Arya Samaj's role in freedom struggle did not receive the honor it deserved.
लाला लाजपत राय हुतात्मा राम प्रसाद बिस्मिल ऐसे कितने ही क्रांतिकारियों ने आर्य समाज से प्रेरणा लेकर आजादी की लड़ाई में अपना सर्वस्व समर्पित किया था. दुर्भाग्य से राजनीतिक कारणों से आजादी की लड़ाई में आर्य समाज की इस भूमिका को वो सम्मान नहीं मिला जिसका आर्य समाज हकदार था.
He said 150 years of the Arya Samaj, this occasion is not just about one section of society or sect, it is about the Vedic identity of India.
Main Swami Dayanand Saraswati ji ke charanon mein pranam karta hoon, unhe aadar purvak shraddhanjali deta hoon. Main aap sabhi ko is antarrashtriya summit ke liye hardik shubhkamnaye deta hoon. Abhi hame is avsar par vishesh smarak sikke को जारी करने का भी सौभाग्य मिला है. साथियों, आर्य समाज की स्थापना के 150 वर्ष ये अवसर केवल समाज के एक हिस्से या संप्रदाय से जुड़ा नहीं है. ये अवसर पूरे भारत की वैदिक पहचान से जुड़ा है.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स अराउंड द क्लॉक, फॉलो अस ऑन एक्स हैंडल @ AIR न्यूज अलर्ट्स. एंड फॉर डिटेल्स ऑफ दीज स्टोरीज एंड मोर, लॉग ऑन टू अवर वेबसाइट www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Bihar, several star campaigners and leaders from various political parties addressed election rallies in different poll-bound assembly constituencies today. Due to the bad weather, many leaders had to postpone their rallies. Because of the continuous rain, several senior leaders conducted roadshows in support of the party candidates. We have more details from a correspondent.
Bharatiya Janata Party President JP Nadda addressed an election rally in Patna today, sharply criticizing the Rashtriya Janata Dal and the Congress Party. The BJP president said that RJD's rule was marked by extortion, jungle raj and hooliganism, whereas the NDA established good governance in the state. Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar could not address public meetings due to bad weather. However, he held road shows in Darbhanga and Samastipur in support of NDA candidates. The Chief Minister candidate of Mahagathbandhan Tejaswi Prasad Yadav was scheduled to hold 9 election rallies in Munger, Khagadia, Begusarai and Samastipur today but could not campaign due to bad weather. Senior CPM leader Brinda Karat campaigned for the party candidate in Vibhutipur. Jan Suraj Party founder Prasant Kishore conducted road shows in Baruraj in Muzaffarpur and in Vaisali district. Meanwhile, after the murder of Dular Chand Yadav, a supporter of Jan Suraj Party in Mokama Assembly constituency, a large number of police personnel have been deployed in Mokama and Bad areas in view of the tense situation. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the NDA manifesto for the Bihar Assembly elections brings forward party's vision for a self-reliant and developed Bihar. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this reflects BJP's commitment to making life easier for the people of Bihar, especially farmers, youth and women of Bihar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has underlined that maritime security is a central focus of India-ASEAN engagement. He commended ASEAN member states for agreeing to the second edition of the ASEAN-India Maritime Exercise. Delivering opening remarks at the ASEAN-India Defence Minister's informal meeting in Kuala Lumpur today, the Defence Minister emphasized that securing maritime routes is the country's top priority, saying that more than half of India's trade passes through the South China Sea and the Malacca Strait.
ASEAN or India?
ASEAN and India have witnessed rapid economic growth in recent years. Naturally, we look forward to deepening our economic ties for mutual prosperity. To further strengthen trade relations with ASEAN, we hope to conclude the ASEAN-India trade agreement at the earliest.
Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan led the Swachhata Pledge at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi. Speaking at the Bapu studio in Akashvani Bhavan during his visit, the minister elaborated the efforts of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and its organizations under the special campaign 5.0 initiative as part of Swachhata Hi Seva. The campaign led to cleaning the workspaces, identifying and disposing of waste, freeing up space and digitization, leading to clean record management. On the occasion, Mr. Murugan also planted a sapling and toured the premises. The GST Budget Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, a correspondent brings a report on how the reduced GST rates in the healthcare sector are helping citizens.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government made significant tax reduction in the healthcare sector. The goods and services tax on health and life insurance premiums, which earlier attracted 18% GST, have now been made completely tax-free. This move is expected to encourage wider adoption of health insurance, reducing out-of-pocket medical expenses for the people, especially middle-class families. The government has also waived off taxes on 33 life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer and severe chronic diseases to provide affordable and long-term treatments for chronic illnesses. Under the new tax structure, GST on various medicines and medical equipment such as gauze, bandages, diagnostic kits, glucometers and thermometers have also been slashed to 5%. Talking to the Akashvani News, Pradeep Singh, a pharmacist in Delhi, said that the recent reduction in GST on medicine has provided significant relief to patients.
Definitely, sir, patient ko benefit hua.
Multiple patients have benefited from the tax reduction. Earlier, medicines that were taxed at 12% are now taxed at 5%, resulting in a direct benefit of 7% for the patients. Similarly, medicines that were previously attracted 18% tax are now taxed at 5%. This has certainly brought a significant relief to the patients.
The next generation GST reforms has reduced the cost of medicines and made healthcare affordable for all. With Rishu and Soumya, Saklayan Akhtar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over parts of Sikkim for the next 24 hours. IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Jharkhand and Sikkim till tomorrow. Similar conditions will prevail over Bihar, Gujarat and West Madhya Pradesh. The Met Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Gangetic, West Bengal, Gujarat, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh and parts of Northeast till tomorrow. The FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 was inaugurated today at the Dr. Shama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium in Taligaon, Goa, marking the prestigious tournament's return to India after 23 years. The World Cup, being held from October 31st to November 27th, features 206 players from 82 countries competing for a total prize purse of $2 million. Top names like Gukesh D, Pragyanand R, Wesley So and Anish Giri are taking part, making Goa the global capital of chess for the next 4 weeks. In cricket, Australia have defeated India by 4 wickets in the second T20 international of the 5-match series at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. Chasing a target of 126 runs, the hosts sealed the win in 13.2 overs, losing 6 wickets. The hosts now have taken a 1-0 lead in the 5-match series. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel observed all over the country today as National Unity Day. Leading the celebrations, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Unity oath taken by crores of people reaffirms their collective resolve to strengthen national unity." Prime Minister calls Arya Samaj as an organization of staunch nationalists that inspired many revolutionaries. In poll-bound Bihar, several leaders of different political parties hold roadshows and public meetings despite bad weather. IMD issues red alert for very heavy snowfall over parts of Sikkim and heavy rainfall over northeast region till tomorrow. FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 begins in Taligaon, Goa, marking tournament's return to India after 23 years. And in cricket, Australia beat India by 4 wickets in the second T20 international, and Melbourne take a 1-0 lead in the 5-match series. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.